Hey, good evening, and welcome to the Level Up Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about loss leaders and wondering if your company is offering a discount to drive more sales, and if not, why? So you're here today with Trevor and
Sherry,
and we look forward to sharing our knowledge and hearing from you in this podcast. All right, so loss leaders. What is a loss leader, first of all, for those that are watching and just tuning in?
Well, I just call a loss leader a dangling carrot.
A dangling carrot. Yeah. Something that can get, or a shiny object, that can get someone's attention. It's called a loss leader because, A, you might lose a little bit. You're giving up a little bit to get somebody into your store, get somebody into your location. And then from there, you can convert them into being a customer, a long-standing customer, or you do upsells as well while you have them there.
Exactly. We're talking about this today because the other day we had one of our newest clients in, and we were going into just generating ideas like how to get people through the doors, things like that. And she said, no, I don't offer discounts. I don't want to downgrade my service.
Yep.
So we said, interesting. So we kind of explained what a loss leader was. And at the end of it, she's like, oh, man, no, I would totally do it. So I think it's perspective shift. And then we said, you know what, this would be a great podcast topic. So let's delve into it.
This client is in the massage therapy space. Yeah. We have a number of massage therapists that we work with. And we have found that when we're offering a discount, that you waive the initial fee or you waive the initial booking costs that come in and the doctor does the assessment, we're finding that the doctors are adding to their list and getting more people in.
Exactly.
So for some people, they would look at that and say, hey, I don't want to offer this because my rates are my rates, which is fantastic to think about that. But we look at things from the point of like a customer for life. So if that client, it's worth $50 for them to come in and visit you, and you're going to waive the additional $50 fee for the assessment. So instead of the first one collecting $100, you're just collecting the $50. Then what you can do is look at it and say, well, if I can get them in for the next another 10 times in the year, well, now you're bringing in $500. And if you know in your industry, you should know how long you have that customer for life. And say it's over 5 years or 6 years, or say they have a family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that $50 that you're waiving could turn into thousands of dollars.
Yeah, the reward is often greater than the loss. But a lot of people think short term, whereas we think long term. And when we have these clients, that's what we're trying to do. The price of a long-time customer, or a lifetime customer, or a customer who has kids and a mom and family.
Transferable customers.
Yeah, it's worth the, you're losing $100 up front, basically. It's 100% worth it to us.
Think of it as investing $100 up front.
Yeah.
So why do we do it and why do we suggest it? Well, for a number of reasons, but most importantly is the fact that our customers are really no different than you and I when we do our shopping. And I'm specifically talking about online or when you get some marketing in. When we get something online or I'm looking for, like right now, believe it or not, and some of you will not believe this, but I said I had a meeting today, but I actually went to CrossFit. I went to CrossFit today, but you know, I went to CrossFit because my daughter said you can go there for a week and check it out. Would I have ever paid money?
You should have told me we can do this together.
Oh no, I'd embarrass myself. I may not have gone to CrossFit this week had there not have been that discount.
Mm-hmm.
I went there and I don't want to say that I drank the juice and I'm a CrossFitter now.
How do you know someone's a CrossFitter? They'll tell you.
But I went there, I enjoyed myself. The gentleman that ran the class was really good. And I said, you know what? I'm going to at least come back one more time this week to check it out. And if he can convert me into being a customer, well, I don't even know what a CrossFit costs, maybe $50 a month. I don't know. But that's $600 for the year just to have me come in. They're running the class anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But when we also, when we're looking at things for ourselves, when we go and look for a vacation, we want to go out for dinner, when we want to go out and check out an event, I'm going to Stratford to go see the Crucible. If anybody's seen it, let me know how it is. No spoilers, though. And guess what? I'm looking for discount codes. Mm-hmm. We're going to our 25th wedding anniversary. We're going to Florida. We're looking for a house to rent before we go on the cruise for a couple days because we're driving down. And guess what? We're looking for a discount on that house.
Yeah.
We're looking for flights. Guess what? Am I looking for fares that are full price, or do you think I'm looking for discounted fares?
Yeah, exactly.
Looking for discounted fares. When I go grocery shopping, if it doesn't have a pink sticker on it that at least says 25%, it don't get in my cart. So that being said, we're conditioned.
Yeah.
We're conditioned to look for a sale, and that's what we want. So when you don't offer a sale, when you don't offer a sale, possibly the person, the competition that's offering that sale may get that customer in the door faster than you would get them in the door.
Yeah.
Because of that, as Sherry says, that dangling carrot.
That's the whole idea behind Black Friday. Black Friday is like, hey, I'll give you the 60-inch TV for $100. We're losing a few hundred dollars. But you're coming into my store instead of my competitors.
Yep.
So let's talk about why. We know what it is. Why do you think you should? What are some stats behind it?
Sure. So one, we know that 60% of people who use a coupon based on Pew Research, 60% have said that they have either purchased something additional on top of the coupon. Let's face it, how many times when we go into Walmart to purchase or pick up some milk, or go to Zayre's to pick up some milk, do we actually get milk, or do we buy a lot more? So 60% said that they either purchased on top of the coupon additional items, or that they would purchase again from that company. A lot of people say don't offer a coupon because people will get addicted to only purchasing from you with a coupon. That's possibly true with up to 40% of the people. But the extra 60% of the people, they want to spend money with you.
Yeah.
So that's why you want to do it. So one, we know that it creates customers.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
And like that's 2/3 of the people go back for more. That's great odds.
I think I keep fixing my glasses. Two, you can move old stock.
Yes.
If you've got old stock, old inventory, if you have dead time, if you're coming into a slow period, why not make sure that there's income being generated and coming in while you're in that slow period?
Mm-hmm.
So you move dead stock, or you can create some energy
the
or
new
synergy.
Year is perfect for this. We have customers already worried about the new year, the January, February lull.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, okay, let's get using your fall stuff to and move it, and you'll get a little bit. You'll lose a little bit, but a lot more comes in.
Yeah. Another great thing is, especially if it's online, is you can capture client names.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if it's offline, if they go to the store, but if it's online and you offer a discount, you can get people to fill it out before you send them the discount. So you're building
your list.
You're building your list, building your data bank. And if somebody's gone to the point of saying, hey, you know what, I want to click on this to download this coupon, they're obviously in the space to order from you. No one's
mm-hmm.
clicking on to get your coupon because they're not going to order from you. So
yeah.
they're downloading and getting that coupon. So therefore, you have now got their name and you've captured their information. You can add them to the list. Fully, if you're in Canada, that falls within the Castle regulations, so you can by all means reach back out to them because they came to you first to get something. So that's called express consent.
Yeah.
By the way, so you can get people in the door, build customers. 60% of the people will come back
mm-hmm.
or order on top of it. B, you can move old stock. And three, you can build your list. Also, if you have something new, if we look at the buying purchase, you have your people who are, you know, first to market with buying anything. And then you have your people who, the first to market people are the people that have the iPhone 10X and all that kind of stuff. The last to market are the people that still have the flip phones.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your first to market. Hello, Jason. Oh, by the way, hey, Jan and Mark and Dwayne, if you guys are watching, Paul, Trevor, Brooke and Diane and Matt. You have your first market guys. Those guys will buy everything. And then you have your last market guys. Those are the guys with your flip phones. If you want to get something out and test a market to see if your product is viable or if you have an interesting product or service that people are interested in, it's a good way to test it. 100 years ago,
Oh, yeah. So I was just quickly doing some reading on this. Jell-O is the like one of the greatest examples of it and one of the earliest examples of loss leader.
There was a time that not everybody liked Jell-O or even knew what Jell-O was.
They did not know what it was. So the guy ended up selling his Jell-O patent for like $400 or something to this other guy. And the other guy said, okay, how do we get people, it's such a good dessert, how do we get people to start using it, specifically women? And what he did, he got salesmen to go door to door with a recipe book filled with Jell-O recipes. And they gave these free books to everyone. So they actually gave, in 1906, 15 million free recipe books away. And then what the guy would say, and he was a very talented salesman, you better stock up because Jell-O is going to, it's going to be flying out of the stores.
Flying off the shelves.
Flying off the shelves. So they went and ran and grabbed the Jell-O, and he went from town to town to town. He went to church meetings. Anywhere women were gathered, he was there giving out these recipe books. At the end of 1906, they gave away 15 million books, and Jell-O made $1 million in sales.
And
$1 million back then. That's incredible.
And now we're talking about billions of dollars in sales later.
Literally 100 and
from
something.
From giving out something free. They created a market that did not exist.
Yeah.
And they got people excited about that market that would, that did not exist.
Yeah.
By giving something away.
For free.
What else was I going to share with some people? Oh, it's also a way to increase your frequency.
Oh,
we're
for sure.
always talking about this. So,
yeah.
So there are ways of getting your brand out there. So where can you advertise your discount? Well, one, your Facebook. You can do Facebook ad and offer a discount.
Yeah.
Two, you can offer, you know, on Google, you can offer a discount. You can offer one on your website. You can go with traditional media.
Yeah.
And you can do a door hanger. You can do a
newspapers, coupon books,
directory, anything. And it gets your name out there. Some of these places are so inexpensive to advertise in, but the frequency of continuing to get in front of people is invaluable. Another great thing is where we give a lot of things away is if people are having like a buck and dough or a wedding or a fundraiser, get something out there. It sits on that table. Every person at that event walks by, looks at that gift, reads who it's from, and it's just another way to get your name out there.
Yeah. And the key is to get them back in the store.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So anytime you give away anything, anytime you do anything, the whole point is not to just give away things for free, but to get them into your store or onto your website.
Yeah, and the magic number they found is 25%. So if you're going to offer 5 or 10%, you might not have earth-shattering sales.
Yeah.
But they found that if they offer 25% or more, that's when the tipping point starts to happen, where people, when their decision-making skills cannot overlook the discount they're getting versus the knowledge they might have, which means that they may just shop somewhere else rather than their loyal store to save this money. And that is when you're at the 25% mark.
Yeah.
So
you know what? Even actually today when you were at CrossFit, I went shopping. and just because my flip-flops broke. So I'm like, and it was raining. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go to the mall, quickly buy a new pair of flip-flops. And then I saw a really nice shirt, and then it was buy one, get the second half off.
It's not even buy one,
get one. And I didn't even look at the price tag, so I was just like, you know what, I could use a second one.
Right.
And that get one half off was I didn't even go in there looking for shirts.
That was the tipping point.
It was the tipping point. 10% doesn't at all move me, I can say that for sure as a consumer. But when it's like a quarter, when it's 50%, 75%, it makes me do something, so...
And it can make you do something as well. So remember, the
reward
probably,
is always greater than the loss.
And probably the biggest reason is our customers shop online and shop in stores no differently than what we do.
Yeah.
They look for a discount. When they get that discount, they use that discount and they purchase what it is that they need, whether it's a service, whether it is a product, whether it is knowledge, whatever it is, they're going to look for a discount first.
Yeah.
The word discount is often typed, we do a lot of SEO research for people. So when people are looking for something, they'll type in, discount tires for sale, or, you know, if it's a service, fence building, discounts available, or the same way that we would search. So the word discount, the word free, all that stuff are key triggers, and those are also triggers that are buying triggers. So if people are using discount, free, anything like that, it means that they're in the buy zone. If they're in the buy zone, it means that they're spending or looking to spend money. And if they're looking to spend money, they're going to spend money. The old saying is, what's the last website or the last store or the last coupon that they look at? So you want to be that last one. So when they look at it, they go, you know what? This is a good enough discount for me. I'm going to purchase it. Then it's up to us as business owners to convert them into loyal customers, customers for life, and anything else like that.
Well, another story I was telling the woman yesterday, I was like, oh, my back, I need to go to the chiropractor. And my sister happened to have this little, she went to the chiropractor and she said, hey, here's like five coupons basically. And it said the value was like $130 and here's what you're going to get free. You're only going to pay or $30. So you're getting like $130 for free. You pay $30. And it just was like the timing where I was saying, oh man, I need to go visit a chiropractor. She gave me the thing. I made the call. I went. And then of course my kids went. So she gave us a free first time visit. She was so nice, knowledgeable, wonderful with my kids. I guess what? I went to her for the next year and my children. Well, so she lost a couple $100 and she gained a whole lot more.
Thanks for reminding me, because you shared that one yesterday with the client. And the one that I shared was my wife was going to a chiropractor that she had gone to for a while. I mean, I'm going to say maybe a few years. We were at a Buck and Doe, or we were at, maybe it was, I don't know, it was some sort of event that you could, that there was a table that you could bid on things to win. And she had won I'm just wondering what you're doing. She'd won, I think, to go see a chiropractor, and there was no fee to do the first assessment. And even though she had an affinity to a chiropractor she had gone to for a few years, that free first assessment was enough for my wife to change chiropractors and go to a different one. And you know what? If you're in the health health industry, you already know that a greater amount, a greater percentage of females make those decisions and make those bookings than males. Because he converted my wife to go to that chiropractor, guess what? Then same thing as you. Then my kids started to go and all that. So you want to make sure that you are advertising in front of the right person.
You're
getting the decision maker, whether it's for a business or a house. Mm-hmm. You're getting in front of them. And then when they come in, you're converting them for long-time loyal customers.
That's basically it. It's long-term thinking. And that's how, when we talk to people, we're really shifting the perspective. You're not doing these things for short-term gain, whether it's, you know, people are like, oh, every day I'm going to post to Facebook, and then they don't because, you know what, they didn't get a million views or whatever on their videos. And it's just like, no, you're playing the long game. And this is another example of the long game. You will lose money right away. But when you get the lifetime customer, the reward is always, always greater than the loss.
And I think just the last validator of, do people want discounts? I mean, Groupon exists not because people want to pay full price. And there are companies that make their living just being on Groupon. So people are looking for a discount. They're looking for your service. They're looking for your product. Are you offering it to them, or are they going to find one of your competitors and go to them?
Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to encourage everyone to offer great discounts. More importantly, once you get them in the door, convert them to customers, add them to your database. If there's something that's worked for you, we'd love to hear from you. Share it down below.
And I'm just going to throw this out there as a little bit of a pitch. If you guys want to talk about these things, the Christmas season is upon us, like it or not. We have to start preparing for that. So come. We would love to walk through a Christmas campaign with you.
Absolutely. Anyways, have a great one. As always, it's Trevor and Sherry from our Level Up Academy podcast and Facebook Live video.
Yeah, thanks.
We'll talk soon.